7. Okay, tell us about the cod liver oil.
Every morning when I was a child, I had to swallow a spoonful of cod liver oil, and it was pure cod liver oil. I didn't, you know, add anything, any ingredients to make it palatable or drinkable. And I remember the bottle had a man and a boy, all dressed in weather uniforms. And the minute I get in the morning, my mother would go for this bottle, and I would dread it. But what could I do? I was helpless, and I had to drink it. But
it's
what
gave
us straight legs, you know, and so on.
Right.
And my mother must have been very smart. She just knew all these things to be able to do it.
Right.
I don't know if I ever told you, we didn't have a bathtub in our house until we moved to a place when I was 17, and I was a sophomore at Columbia. Did we have an apartment with a bathtub in the house? We didn't have a toilet in the house. It was in the hall. And we had to put a lock on the door. Boys and girls like to come to the toilet and play.
Okay.
I actually saw them, so we could put a lock on it. But we didn't have a toilet in our home. We didn't have...
Was it a shared toilet? Or
no.
It was just yours?
Yeah. That was a big improvement. In the earliest slum that I lived in, it was a shared toilet. And we had a chamber pot that my mother would have me use. You know, if I got up in the middle of the night. But it was a luxury to think of having. We even, when we started, when we moved to this place, we had gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to put a quarter in the meter. And you always knew when you had to put a quarter in the meter because the gas began to dim. So you'd have to climb up and put a quarter in. And one of the great questions was, among, you know, Orthodox Jews, is whether you had a right to put a quarter in the meter on Sabbath, Friday night or Saturday. Well, during the day didn't matter. But Friday night was important. So you had a Shabbos guy who came in, and you gave him the quarter, and he would climb up and put the quarter in. And for that, he got 2 cents, which was, you know, a considerable amount of money. 2 cents, you could get a prize bag.
What?
A prize bag.
Mm-hmm. For 2 cents, you could get a prize bag? What's that?
That's what it was called in the candy store. The guy, you know, the owner would fill up a bag.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of unsaleable merchandise, I suppose.
Mm.
And it was called a prize bag. Because you didn't know what was in it.
Mm.
And that was 2 cents, which was big money.
You said you were 17 when you were a sophomore at college? So you went when you were 16?
Let's see. I went to Columbia in 1930. I entered in September 1930.
Yeah, so you
were. My birth date was May 1913. So I was 17 in May.
Mm-hmm.
So in September when I went to Columbia, I was still 17.
Mm-hmm.
That's not unusual.
Really? You didn't skip a grade?
I don't remember.
Yeah. You might have when you were a little kid or something. I don't think so. 17. Maybe because of your birthday, you were just always a little... Remember you told me the story about the kind of food that your mother would make when you went to Coney Island?
Mm.
Tell me this story.
Well, there were two or maybe three of us. And the summer would come. Some mother would make what was a beef stew. Sauerbraten. It was called in Yiddish Braten, which would be, you'd make it the night before. And it would be meat, potatoes, and a terrifically wonderful gravy. And it, she would finish it, cooking it in the morning, and then she would put a sort of a blanket between the top of the pot and the pot itself to keep it from spilling and also from leaking out all the goodies. And that, I don't know what else, but I remember that. Other things probably went with it. Bread.
Yeah.
And she would, we would go, and it was an hour long ride on the subway, but changing. And then when we got to Coney Island, we would then have to walk to where my mother felt we could go. The other Jews were there. And we would arrive, and by that time it was time to eat lunch. So we would have, again, the sauerbraten, wonderful, and stuff ourselves with that. And then we would all have to lie down for an hour to digest the food, because we went into the water too soon, you get a cramp and you die. Drown.
Do you believe that?
Of course I do.
I mean, no, do you believe it now?
No.
No? I do. I think it's true.
Well.
Anyway. Wait, let me just check. I'm curious to see how this is doing.